Well, first there was quake brain, and now there might be COVID brain. Researchers found people who experienced trauma, like the Christchurch quake, had significantly poorer visual memory than others who had not. Professor Richard Porter is the lead researcher from the University of Otago in Christchurch and joins us now. Good morning, Professor.
Good morning.
How did you establish this idea that those in Christchurch during the quake had, in fact, that poorer memory?
Well, I think some of us experienced that ourselves in our work post-quake, and we thought that this might be an issue. So we got a group of people who'd experienced significant stress in the earthquake, and we tested them in a number of cognitive tests, and then compared them with data that we had before the earthquake in similar people, people of the same age and gender.
And what are we talking about here, the fight or flight type emotions, that trauma, and that was experienced during the quake but has just lingered on?
Yeah, this was 2 years after the quake that this testing was done. Of course, we had significant aftershocks for most of those 2 years, but basically the people had less good, it was a memory for the route across a maze on a computer screen. And we also showed that they were more likely to identify facial expressions as threat-related. So they were tending to process information in a fight-flight type way and be more on alert but less able to process and remember things.
Fascinating. Now, do you believe that we may see similar types of experiences coming through from COVID-19?
Yes, I think in general stress does result in changes in the way that we process information, and that's been shown in our study. It's been shown in American soldiers posted to war zones. And obviously what's happened in this pandemic is very stressful in various different ways, and I think that potentially people aren't going to be as functioning in the same way in their cognitive function post-COVID.
So what now? Would you like to expand your research to look at COVID and try and then make a bigger study?
Well, we're in the middle of studying these same people post-earthquake, and we were comparing them with a group in Dunedin who hadn't experienced the earthquake. But unfortunately, halfway through that study, the people in Dunedin have been exposed to the stress of COVID. But we have the potential of comparing people before COVID with after COVID. So that is a way of looking at the effects of this stress on people's cognitive function and mental health.
And what do you think the findings of this could be used for in terms of trying to help, I guess, workplaces anywhere try and deal with this?
I think it's really important to recognise that in these stressful situations, people process information in a different way and they're less able to remember things, to process things in that more rational way, and more likely to adopt a flight-fight response. And so I think it's really important to give people information very clearly.
Indeed.
And to be kind, as has been said many times in this pandemic.
Professor, thank you very much for that. That is us for today. Professor Richard Porter there.